you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And watch out today, Australia, because I'm on the hydrochloroquine. That's right. I am juiced to the eyeballs. Trump can do it. I can do it. We're all on it. Dave's on it. Jane's on it. Ooh, hello, Jane Kennedy.
On it. We're all on it. Hello. How are you, Mick Malloy?
How's the buzz? It's just fantastic, I've got to say.
It's great.
Hello,
I feel
Dangerous
like I could
Dave.
Do anything.
How are you, guys?
Yes. We're all good. Dude. Yes, we're going to start with an apocalypse watch. There'll be a bit of that. We're also going to ask you if you're being watched by your businesses.
Oh, this is freaky.
In your home. It's a
started
new thing.
In the
it's
US,
a creepy
hasn't
thing.
It?
It's starting. We're going to get to the bottom of that. We're going to ask you what you're doing right now if they were watching you. We'll get to the bottom of that. What else, Jane?
I'm going to revisit. We didn't have Eurovision officially this year, but I'm going to look at it. We had a pseudo Eurovision, and I'm going to look at the Icelandic band, which was a favourite, and also preview a hilarious Netflix film starring Will Ferrell.
It feels like someone should have done it already, doesn't it?
I know. Sando Chilaro might pop up too. He might have taken Eurovision. So he had a great character too.
That would be great.
I'm going to dedicate that to a Eurovision 2020.
Done. You're missing it, aren't you? It's a big hole in your calendar.
It's a huge hole. I didn't know I was bereft on the weekend. I had to play all my old ABBA and songs like that.
Yes. Sounds good. We are going to have a crime report. Now, don't get all hoity-toity and think, oh, that sounds a bit serious.
I won't. I love crime.
No. Man breaks into a museum to give himself a tour. Policeman's car stolen because he left it unlocked out the front of his house. Type of crime.
That's the crime we're into. Okay,
Dave Reynolds. Where that came from.
Davey Reynolds not into crime. He's into racing. It's back.
We've got a date.
We've got a date.
Date for supercars. We'll let him
tell
you. And
we'll find out all about that because we love
Fantastic.
Finding out. Sports back in town and starting to get moving again.
I'm going
to
make that boy give me a hot lap if it's the last thing
I
do.
Is that what you call it?
A hot lap is when you get in the car.
I know.
What was your point?
I was saying it's not a euphemism for anything, that's all.
Well, I don't sit on his lap while he's driving.
Maybe I should give him a hot lap.
Hey!
Let's move on now, shall we?
Wow. Lee Sales will be joining us.
She's spoken to two people I've been really keen to talk to. I don't know. Obviously, because you're on the show, they won't talk to us. Ricky Gervais and Lin-Manuel Miranda. So
okay.
They've both chosen to speak with her.
The guy.
Oh, my God. Hamilton, the guy who's written and created and starred in Hamilton. And she's got other news too.
So that was one of those novelty. Was it a novelty musical?
Hamilton?
Don't fall for it. Okay. Don't take the bait.
We will also, we've promised to be doing this for days now, but we're going to do it. Sportsman endorsing products. Ricky Ponting's endorsing a red wine. We want to get to the bottom of it. We'll get there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. All right.
Me too.
How are you going? You good? Jane, I have to ask you something. It was your little Zoom background there.
Yeah.
Are you coming to us from a nursing home or something? Are you?
I think it looks good.
No, it looks like she's been like a little plants and
your
little candle holder and your little props.
That's a candle, not a candle holder.
Is there some potpourri? Is there potpourri in there? Have you got a little boiling?
Not Little House on the Prairie.
A Christmas lily in the background there, I think.
It's a lily plant, and it's a good luck, actually, plant. There's a picture of Dave Grohl. That's my shrine.
Is it a real one?
It's a real
plant,
picture of Dave Grohl. It's a real plant. I can keep those alive. And there's a picture of it's Derek Small's CD, which I have there.
Is that a kookaburra on that cushion?
Yes, it's a kookaburra on the cushion.
Did you embroider that? Or?
I wish I had her, so don't. And I've got a guitar, two guitars, and a keyboard.
Is that a highly strung guitar?
Yeah.
You used to play that for highly strung?
Yes, it is. My acoustic guitar.
Really?
I used to play. Hey, can I just show you something? You know how when I went to hospital, when I had that, silly old fall.
Mm. Hit yourself on the head, yep.
Yeah. I hit myself on the head and I had retrograde amnesia. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not sure when that part of your brain recovers.
You're buying stuff.
What's happened?
But something's arrived today that I must have bought. But it's a new pet I've got.
What?
Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Hang on.
What is it?
I'm going to hold it up.
What is it?
It's an aquarium, and what it's got jellyfish in it. Look, isn't that amazing? Can you
see? Is it a real one?
Okay. Look, you know what? I've never been involved in an intervention, but I think the time is coming. What is that?
It's hypnotic. Yeah. They are two jellyfish.
Real jellyfish?
Well, if that thing ever gets out, it'll kill you.
If it came in the mail, I'm suggesting it's not real, Dave.
They look real, though.
Don't they?
That's unbelievable.
Doesn't it look incredible? And it's glowing. Don't worry, James. I'm going to get a photo.
So let me get this straight.
And guess what? I know I'm not mental because you know my girlfriend, Rebecca Gibney. She sent me a picture on Sunday. She goes, look how bored I am. I bought one of these. And she's bought one. What are the chances?
What do you do with
both bought one.
What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks fantastic.
In a cylinder.
Yep. It's an aquarium.
It's not an aquarium.
I'm going to put it in the background next to Stone.
Oh, my God. You know, it looks like from here, because I can't see. It looks like a little lava lamp or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the background.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, you're off mic, by the way. She's pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman.
Doesn't
realize she's on the air.
I reckon she's got the Rona.
Talking to herself.
She's got the Rona. She's talking to herself.
She's got the Rona.
I just had to put it on.
My God.
What's wrong? What'd you say about me when I had my
headphones
on?
This is a new high watermark in live radio. As a mad woman potters around her studio, oblivious to the fact that she's not on mic.
Talking to herself.
Look, she finds a place to put her fake jellyfish.
What about my neon light? That came in the mail too. Do you notice that I'm a bit... Ooh.
You are very bright, yeah.
Or do I look particularly beautiful?
A bit ghosty.
Yeah. Answer carefully here.
It's a ring light.
Don't fall for it.
Don't put a ring light.
I'm going to say beautiful.
It's a ring light.
You look ghostly. I can see everything. I can see all the cracks.
That's good.
I can see where it's all held together. It's
you
like
you can't see the cracks. It blows everything out.
I could do a reading on that face. We had a very
It's the opposite
childhood.
Effect, I'll have you know. Look, I'll turn it up. Hang on. See?
What are you doing?
See, now you can't see any crap.
Oh, so I heard about this. Women on Zoom have been having issues and have been organising their own lighting. Is it down low?
Yes.
Is it up? I've heard
it's
about
it. It's right
this.
In your... Yes.
Look at me. Au natural. I don't even have a top on.
Yeah. Mm.
See,
and you're
that's
single.
That's your background. Look at your background. And all I've got is a Nazi flag. It's really interesting, isn't it?
Well, let's see how the show goes from here.
Dave, we'll get to you later. Sure. I believe there's an update on Fish and Chip Gate.
Some good news too, yeah.
But we want to come back.
On Fish and Chip Gate, all right.
Jane Kennedy's champing at the bit to break open Eurovision 2020.
We'll get to that. No, it won't stop me.
Massive show ahead.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
David Reynolds, Bathurst champion V8 superstar, will be joining us this hour. Lee Sales from ABC 7:30 in the second hour as well. Big show ahead. It's Kennedy Malloy.
Just pointing out, Jane was hit on the head a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I'm better now.
She's on the hydrochloroquine.
Oh, yeah.
And she's sitting
with and Donald.
In a little granny flat. Mm. And she's just added, what is it, a fake?
Just don't use the word fake. It is a jellyfish aquarium.
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's a ridiculous purchase at 2 in the morning.
It's a lights-up jellyfish aquarium that is so calming, hypnotic.
Have you put that on Instagram? Put it on Instagram. People need to see
that. All right. I'll put it on Instagram now.
You do that. In the meantime, can I just play you back to what you were doing in the last segment, by the way, where you just wandered off mic to start tending to, to your own?
Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Have a listen to Jane. What you've bought is a fake jellyfish.
It looks fantastic.
In a cylinder.
Yep. It's an aquarium.
Looks like a little lava lamp or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a lava lamp. I'm just going to put it in the background.
All right,
Okay, you're off mic, by the way. She's pottering around like a 96-year-old
woman.
Doesn't
realize she's on the air.
I reckon she's got
she's
the Rona.
Talking to herself.
She's got the Rona. She's talking to herself.
I did not hear what you said. I reckon she's got the Rona. How dare you?
One of the great broadcasters this country's produced. Yep.
That'll win us another award. What are the radio
shuffling
awards
around, talking to herself.
ACRAs. All right. Mm. There's your ACRA moment.
Yeah.
Is it time for a bit of this?
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is not the world.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Too much Trump news to digest today. We'll get Chaz Lucidello on soon, who can bag it all up for us and make sense of it. But the one thing we have to talk about is he's defies whatever medical advice or scientific advice he's offered. He does the exact opposite. And he's been told this is dangerous, so he's going, I'll appeal to my base. Mm. I'm taking the hydroxychloroquine. Now, remember, this is a man who was told not to look directly at a solar eclipse and did. Because he's a five-year-old boy.
That's right.
Fred, Lenny, whatever you do not look at the solar eclipse. Bang. Would be the worst thing you could say to seven-year-old boys and the President of the United States of America.
Oh, my God. So he has, hasn't he? He's taken it.
So he's done it. But listen, it's now standby because Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House of Congress. Mm. She has laid a haymaker, and because he's so juvenile, she knows exactly what she's doing, and she's had a crack at him, and he is going to go cocoa bananas when he digests this. Have a listen to her complaint.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
Oh, no.
Wow. So if this was Game of Thrones, she would be dead now. They would have knocked her head off.
That's right. The beauty of that is that, A, that's the kind of juvenile taunt that will get his attention. B, she's done it under the guise of looking after his welfare. So she hasn't just had a go at him. He said, oh, look, I'm concerned for his health considering he's a big fatty. So he will be in a bunker right now. He'll be in the war room at the White House.
Oh, he's furious with her.
Oh, yeah.
Furious.
Working up a Category 5. What else have we got from the Apocalypse Watch?
Well, there is something that you mentioned you mentioned it off air, did you?
Well, I did mention it off air.
Yes. This sounds lovely. It's a really beautiful idea because there's a lot of people lamenting the fact that you can't give a cuddle or a hug to grandparents or parents.
Oh,
I haven't been able to give my own parents a cuddle yet, and I'm looking forward to doing that. But never fear.
Pat mum on the head.
When she's dropping your laundry off, you do that. Give her a little pat on the head.
But there's an answer now.
There is an answer, and it is really quite ingenious. Do we go to the story to explain?
Let's go to the audio and let them explain.
What could be better than an anti-COVID cuddle curtain? Unbridled joy as Anthony Corvin's nan got a guidelines-compliant hug. He had taped some long sleeves into a shower curtain.
I went to go see my nan a couple of times in the garden, and you'd leave thinking, I'm missing just that interaction, that hug. So then I decided to come up with this idea.
Well, I think that is ingenious. You've got to see the footage too. It's really cute.
I've been out with a couple of girls who would have liked those during our relationship. Hi, honey, I'm home. Put on your cuddle curtain. Put on your cuddle curtain. Do not touch me.
There are a lot of women thinking that right now, Mick, that they would have liked a cuddle curtain, I have to tell you.
Yeah,
hey, something funny is going on in Detroit.
What?
I love this story. It's a Catholic priest. I think they're at a funeral, I think. He had to.
No, they're not. No, it's. I think he's just doing the.
People want to be blessed. Service.
People want to be blessed, so then you have to hit them up with some holy water. Yeah?
So how do you do that in the days of Corona?
Interesting.
Well, you get out a water gun. He's built a water
pistol.
You get
a water pistol. So you're packing heat. Yeah. You got a priest who's packing heat.
You drive past, and the cod just stands there, and he just goes.
I think we've got some audio here.
Yeah, take a listen.
In a bid to practice social distancing during the pandemic, the priest used the squirt gun to shoot holy water at parishioners. The priest told one media outlet he was a little concerned about how the Vatican might react, but says, quote, I haven't heard anything yet.
They got bigger problems, I would have thought.
I think so, especially.
Imagine if you're doing a lot of people, you'd have to get out the super soaker.
Yeah.
That's
if I was in the car, I'd fire back.
I would.
What about a baptism? You could take a young kid's eye out. Hey, now listen, we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, we want you to think. There's a story going around about you being watched by your boss in your house. We're going to ask you, and we want you to ring in right now, 133353, tell us what you are doing, where you are in your house right now if you are being watched. 133353.
Get it in my way.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
I think our studio had a head injury. No, it's
not. Dave, what happened to you there?
Did you have a head injury?
You could have driven a car through.
Mate, I had to fill it. It was like an embarrassing conversation.
I thought the emergency tape was about to click in. Are you on the hydrochloroquine? What are you doing?
I had to crash out of our whole on-air system because it froze, and then I've just rebooted it, and it took a half a second. You don't have to lift behind the curtain. Just smooth past it. Don't even recognise what happened there.
Mate, if I had a cuddle curtain, I'd be rounding in your big cuddle right now.
Now I'm nervous. I'm going to
stay on the job.
I think we also need now, along with the candles, we need a Kennedy Malloy cuddle curtain.
for guests.
Yes. For guests. When they come in. There you go.
When Dave Reynolds comes in, I want to
hook him up with a cuddle curtain.
That's the way we roll.
Drop that down, everyone.
Got it.
All right. Now, listen, while we're in Apocalypse Watch, this is the most disturbing story I've heard so far. And this is a portent to what is to come. You know when there's been seismic change in the way we live, some good things come out of it and some bad, and usually through bad or trauma, if the Twin Towers come down or if something terrible happens, usually there's someone thinking, how can I erode people's freedoms? How can I really exercise a bit more power than I would normally have? And businesses are onto it because, as you know, a lot of people at the moment are working from home. And you know what? There's a fair chance businesses have worked out this is a cheaper way to run your workforce. This may well be encouraged. However, they're going to want to know that you're there and you're reporting for work and you're doing your job.
So they've got to trust your honesty.
So what's happening already in America is that companies are sending out private detectives to have a look and watch and monitor those who say they're at their workforce. Here's how it was covered in the news.
When companies started locking their doors and sending employees home, private investigator Dorian Bond thought he'd be doing paperwork, but...
Calls started coming in from corporations saying, you know, we need you to watch an executive or somebody. They're supposed to be working from home, and we can't get a hold of them ever. A top executive was having a relationship with a subordinate, and they were Zooming from the same house, but in different rooms.
So there you go. Now, I'll tell you where this is going to end up. Firstly, because it's temporary, they're going to send out the private investigators. If this becomes a thing, I guarantee you it'll be part of your employment contract. Here you are, sir. Here's your contract. You are going to work from home. However, we're going to put a camera in every room in your house.
Okay.
And I guarantee you this will become a thing whereby someone at head office can check in, like Mr. Burns with Homer.
Don't worry. Donald Trump will put it in the Constitution. He will have an addition that you're required now to have. All homes are to have a camera installed by
the government. Have a camera in the office. We need to see you there. If we tune in and you're not at your post, you can be fired.
But what's the problem if people are still doing their work? Does it matter where they're working from?
Yeah, you're getting the job done.
133353, where are you right now? Describe where you are in your house, and we will put it to air. Imagine someone's watching you. What would they see?
Oh.
Jane, you would be in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know where I am right now.
With your sad little setup there. What's the candle for? Are you going to light the candle? It's not a Gwyneth Paltrow candle, is it?
You know that I am someone that likes a nice scent, that I'm a woman of the... I like to have a bit of a... It's just a very calming thing because I have to prepare myself every day that when I come to work with you. It's just something where I have to get in the right...
Dave?
This is coming from a guy who's doing his radio show in his pyjama pants.
Yes, I mean, in his kitchen.
How much effort do you put into your show each day? Come on, mate.
Are you wearing those pants again today? You know what?
Guys,
I've
come into the studio and done the show in my pyjama pants. So.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're dressed up.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing pants.
Show me your jeans. Which jeans? Which jeans?
Don't
undo your
belt. I'm looking
belt.
The other way.
Stop.
I'm not even looking.
Jay's
I don't need to see that.
I got sent home from Adelaide for doing something very similar to that.
Jay's.
And just remember, the camera adds 10 pounds. All right, Damien's on the line. Damien, where are you calling from, mate?
Hello, mate. How you going, Mickey and Jane? Yeah, I'm actually in my shed.
Hey, where are you calling from? First, woo.
Sorry, Moorabbark. Out at Moorabbark.
Moorabbin. That sounds like a place like a bushranger would have shot, shot a policeman in many years ago. Is that right? The Battle of Moorabbin.
Pricey's Tavern, Michael. You should know that, Nicky.
Oh, Pricey's Tavern? Well, why didn't you say so? One of the all-time greats. I watched my greyhound win a race from Bryce's Tavern.
Yeah,
shout at the bar. I waited till it thinned out. But shout at the bar. Bryce's, what a ripper. Wow, okay, well, you had me at hello.
Yeah.
The Carlton footballer owns that pub, isn't it? Who owns it?
I'm not quite sure now, but it's a bloody great pub.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Kenny Bryce's. Sheldon.
Oh, really?
All right, go far away now. So I'm a private investigator. I've been hired by your boss.
Yeah.
I'm peeking in on you now. What am I seeing?
I'm in the shed. I've got my little fire going, and I'm doing my timesheet. So I'm working in my shed.
Oh, yeah, good
sounds like
you.
You're working on a manifesto, mate. You're in a shed. You've
what
got
have
a
you
fire
got set
going.
Up in the shed? Yeah. Do you have a little fridge?
Shadow board?
Yes, little fridge. Yeah, I've got a little bar fridge. Got everything.
Well,
got
that'll have to
going.
Go. If I'm your boss, I'm a boss and I've got my camera in your shed,
but what's
I'm
wrong
saying,
with that? Why can't
you can't have
take
a,
on the job?
You can't, it's not a hotel room. No mini bar. No refreshments. Thank you. There'll be no beer on deck. Excuse me.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
Oh, jeez.
She's going. First, she's drifted off to fix her candle earlier.
It's a joke.
I'm sorry
I said
to hear
you
that,
can't.
Damien.
Oh, yeah, really. You can't drink on the job. I said, really?
Come
and I'm like
a
this.
Bad day.
It's not the secret sound.
It's a joke. It's a joke, everyone.
Jane.
Was it, God, what's
remember
wrong
when
with
you? Remember when you were chewing on air?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
I can find that.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, that was good fun. We've got another caller. Rob's coming there. Where are you calling from, Rob?
Brisbane.
How's the feud going? The Queensland, New South Wales border feud. Are you for it? Open border, closed border? What say you?
What say I? We've got to keep those cockroaches out.
Oh, shots fired.
Bang.
All right, well, that's it. That's the first salvo fired. Now, so I'm putting cameras up in your room.
What, do you think
what
of
am
that?
I looking at right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually a drive for a company that has a computer thing that follows me in my vehicle and can tell me exactly where I've been, how long I've been there for. How fast I'm going.
Really?
So every courier in Australia probably has the same thing. So we're being watched.
How do you feel about
that?
Hold on.
I don't mind. I just don't do anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
but
you know
it's
what?
Sort of like, you know.
Give the van to one of your mates and head down to Bryce's Tavern. That's what I'd
do. Give him the trip you're supposed to do and then you go down. I still find that
totally
offensive.
You know Dave Reynolds has got one of those in his car too, but he's just like a computer printout that tells him how long he's taken to change gears, what point he changed gears.
Oh, that makes sense because he's a professional race car driver.
That's right.
The couriers,
I find it a bit intrusive. Hey, good
totally
on you, Rob.
Intrusive.
Good on you, Damien. You get the idea.
Did you want to hear Jane chewing on air? We found that piece of audio just as we go into the break.
I beg your pardon.
First, listen. Drinking on the job, and now it's this.
It's a sofa downstairs, and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
No, what it says is that you're I'm a bit bored by your conversation.
Not very ladylike. I don't expect you to go to finishing school.
Listen, this was a joke. I did this as a joke. Let's go out to it.
All
ready?
Right, here we go. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, I drank it all. Hang on.
All right, is it Dave Reynolds next?
Coming up real soon. Then Lee Sales to join us too.
All right.
That sounds very empty.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave Reynolds, he's a V8 Bathurst champion. He's going to join us in the next 5 to 10 minutes, and Lee Sales as well. Oh, and Song Whisperer's coming up
would
as well.
Would you say champion? Or
mate, he won Bathurst. That's a champion.
All right, settle down.
He is a champion. He's my favourite driver in the country.
He'd be wrapped to be back. Do you reckon they do hot laps of Bathurst? That's the one.
That'd be good,
I'm going to make him do that.
Conrad Straight. Sponsors. Would you be a sponsor of his?
What am I?
Oh, okay. Well, what are you?
Vic Lane. We'll get Vic Lane. Yeah. He loves. He's honked a few of those in his time. Hey, we'll get to that. Yes. Now, speaking of honking.
I beg your pardon.
You were disgraceful in the last segment.
Since I had to wear a neck brace, I have to drink drinks with a straw.
Neck brace has got it on there. Dennis, what was your observation of Jane in the last break?
Mate, I thought she was pulling a cone.
Oh, mate, get a grip, will you? Dennis, we're responsible.
It's a radio. I can't see it.
You don't know.
Dude, I'm a mother of five teenagers.
Right.
Do you think I would be pulling a cone on air? This is all that I'm doing.
Hey, Dave, let's play the replay from
this
the previous break.
Jane.
Oh. We know beer. Excuse me.
What was that?
Oh, she can't.
Jane.
She's made herself a homemade bong.
Yep.
I have not. I would not know how to make a bong if I tried. I wouldn't have a clue. A little bit of gaffer tape. I can make a jellyfish aquarium, but I cannot make a bong.
You'll be smoking those jellyfish in about half an hour. All right, thanks for the call, Dennis. You're a good man.
All right, now it's time for something I've been wanting to talk about. Well, I have missed so much this year, as so many people around the world have missed Eurovision, especially now, inexplicably, Australia is now in Eurovision, which makes no sense, by the way.
Who knew?
Well, we're in it. So what happened was on Saturday night, instead, we watched SBS Eurovision Replacement Special, Eurovision 2020 Big Night In. So instead of doing the whole palaver, we got to see all the acts that we were going to see in Eurovision, but no one really voted. You could vote for your favourites, but it didn't count, all right? So it doesn't matter who wins.
So what's the point of the evening?
Just to see all the people who, for a year, their whole life has been Eurovision, and it's cancelled in March because of stupid coronavirus, and they can't have the competition. So I wanted to play you Australia's favourite act, because you can't count Australia.
How do you know it was Australia's favourite act if you can't cast a vote?
Because SBS held the phone in, or they got you to cast votes, all right? Stop being pedantic. I'm trying to tell you what's happening.
So here are...
You've got to go to the clip and see this band. It's Iceland's Dale Gagna Magno. Anyone from Iceland? Now, the lead guy...
Can you say that again, please? What are they called?
Dale and Gagna Magno. Because I'm from Finland, I'm able to pronounce it.
On the head.
It's very close to Iceland.
He's slurring, Jim.
The lead singer...
The lead singer is
6'9".
Oh, geez.
His wife and his sister are in the group. There's one, two, three, four, five. There's six of them. They all wear the same sort of boiler suits, and they have a great dance, almost like Kraftwerk vibe. They're fantastic. Here's a bit of the song. Let's hear it. It's great. Okay, so look up. You can Google
that. Reflects poorly on Iceland. That does. That's
not. Why? Because it's good.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible. They're great. They're so appealing. I think they'll be bigger. I'm predicting they'll be bigger by this non-Eurovision
Red Food.
Song contest.
Bigger than Red Food.
Hey. Where are they now? Remember,
Red Food.
We got to put him in Red. Where are they now?
What are you talking about? Bigger than who?
I thought they're going to be bigger than if they won Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
Did you say bigger than ABBA? Did you say they were going to be bigger than ABBA?
No, but
you think they could be?
I think they could be. Wow. Where are you leading to? What have you done?
Nothing.
No, I'm telling you. I think, see, Eurovision people don't understand it as well as people like me, musical people, not someone like you.
Highly strung.
But musical people, yes, highly strung. We understand it. Did you know that Santo Chilaro, he's not that musical, actually. He's not musical. But he wanted to send the whole thing up, you see, and years ago, he was before his time. He had a character called Zlad, and honestly, he could have entered it. Zlad was from Mulvania.
As a Eurovision song.
As a Eurovision, yeah, Mulvania was a made-up country. Let's have a listen to Zlad's performance.
Fly away in my space rocket. You no need put money in my pocket. The door is closed, I just lock it. I put my cold plug in your socket.
The sun and sky is bright like fire.
You and me gets higher and higher.
Yeah, well, he had the look. He had everything going.
But there's better than Iceland.
I reckon so.
That is pretty good.
Zlad all the way.
Zlad all the way for Eurovision. We could have, I mean, Australia now has entrance. I think next year, let's call it now. Let's get Zlad in. Yeah. All right,
now. What's he wear in his performance?
Oh, it's all the gear, you can imagine. It's that very Eurovision-y look.
You can
have a look on YouTube. So it sparked Will Ferrell, of course, is somebody who would love Eurovision because he also sings and he celebrates very high camp singing.
It's right up his
alley. Coming up in Netflix, a movie called Eurovision. Thank you, Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow. With Will Ferrell. And who's
and
the girl
Rachel McAdams. And they play a couple called Lars and Sigrid. They are an Icelandic pop duo called Fire Saga. And this is just a bit
They're
of
from
a
Iceland. So Iceland had been cachet to this thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing else to do in Iceland. I'll give you the tip. So here's a bit of a preview from Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Above the clouds, on a mountain peak. This is their song called Volcano Man. You can
and he looks like a Viking. He calls himself an Icelandic
like a Viking.
Yeah. He's got
and
dramatic makeup on. You can imagine
there's so much wind machine going.
He will eat.
And you know what wins this too? You know what's so good? Because the song's good. You know, when you do a good song,
I imagine that will be one to watch.
There
well
you
done,
go.
Jane.
Stand
Let
by
it go.
That.
There's
That's
no Eurovision this year.
I'm so
Change
sad.
Your pace. When we get back, it's Dave Reynolds.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got a song whisperer coming up in a few minutes and Lee Sales from ABC 730 to join us in the second
hour. Well, that will bring some decorum to this show.
I love the way we can cover everything. We'll cater to the upmarket Q&A, ABC, middle class dinner party scene. And right now, the rev head, petrol head, suburban monsters.
My people.
Yeah. Come on, this
real
is my people.
People of my suburb as opposed to Jane's suburb.
Oh, all
Please
right.
welcome Dave Reynolds back to the show. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Dave.
I'm good, thanks, everyone. How's it going?
Dave, I swing both ways, by the way.
Oh. Wow.
What was that?
Most departments.
I said I swing both ways, as in, you know, I'm highfalutin and I'm down to earth.
Okay, I heard completely different.
Right, and you heard right.
Dave, sorry.
Good
You've
to
got
clear
big
that
news.
Up. Good to clear it
the
up.
The big news is that supercars are back, baby, on the track,
yeah,
June 27. It'll be the first of 10 races. There'll be 10 events that'll run throughout to the new season finale. That's great news, mate. How'd you hear?
Yeah,
how'd you find
fantastic.
Out?
Fantastic.
It's good news. I found out by email, like most people in our sport, and it's good. It's good to finally have something, you know, concrete, clear that we can work towards. And the funny thing is, like, we've had such a big break now. They're making us do two seasons in a row, and there's basically I assume there'll be no gap between the end of this season and the start of next season. So we're going to do two full years. So it's going
to
be
time to get out
nice.
And stretch your legs. Hey. Can yes, I ask, now, do you need to beat yourself into shape? Have you let yourself go
yeah,
in
Iceland?
I've,
yeah,
I've gone out of pant size in golf pants. What are you doing?
So have I.
Gone down a pant size.
No. Oh, let's see, you lose weight so easily.
You've
it
gone
really
down a size?
Me. You lose
yeah,
weight
I've,
in the car?
I've lost weight. Yeah,
oh,
well, because I'm not
doing?
Training. I'm not lifting. I don't go to the gym, and I naturally don't hold on to much weight, so I just lose it. And I haven't really been eating much. But actually, I've been training a fair bit, so I've been looking after myself. There's
Good
nothing else
you.
To do, is there?
Well, yeah, there's heaps. Like eat.
I probably could have read a few books and learnt a lot and, you know, expanded my mind. But no,
who wants to do that, Dave?
That.
Don't go and ruin a good thing. We like you, dumb and malleable, like our Dave. You come on,
Dave,
you drive
people...
fast. That's all you have to do, mate. Drive fast. We don't care
do
about
you
anything
think
else.
People
drive
will
fast.
Be allowed to eventually go along and see you. In what kind of way could people watch? What's the prediction?
What in the future for like spectators?
Are they going to let people spectators. Go to the track to watch you?
Not initially, I don't think, but over time, obviously, that's the first thing they're going to try and reinstate.
What if I was in the car? What if I was just sitting in the back? I didn't say much.
He wants to do a hot lap
just,
with you.
Well, isn't that how you go to work, Mick? Just in the back seat and just
sit in the back
what to do.
And give directions. Give directions. Left, left. Hey, can I ask? I've been at you to do a serious question. I've been at you for a while to do a hot lap. Can you do one at Bathurst?
Oh,
no, we can't anymore. Oh. They used to back like 20 years ago. They used to have a full media day there, but I'm not sure. I think it was
can I borrow the keys to your car then?
Mate, you could take it for a drive, but do you know how to drive? That's the question.
No, I know how to drive.
No,
mate.
He's forgotten.
Got this one covered. Well, I'll sit in the back and keep a driver to do it.
He can drive a golf cart, Dave.
Yeah.
That should be a warm-up race. The golf cart classic.
That's true. All...
I'd be down for that. It'd be a lot of fun.
So if I can't have a hot lap at Bathurst, can we stand up on the balcony and tip bottles of champagne on each other?
Phil, there you can do whatever you want. You've got free reign.
Do a shooey?
Yeah, 100%. You can do whatever you want, Mick. You're a legend.
Tell me what this means to you now. So the first one at Sydney Motorsport Park, it's a TV event only, of course. No crowds, but did it immediately get the adrenaline running? Did you immediately think we're back, baby?
Yeah, it does. It gets your heart sort of racing a bit because, you've got to perform soon. But it's going to be strange because we normally do three-day events, but they've cut it down to two-day events. Obviously, there's no crowd.
Yeah,
pit lane's going to be closed off. So we're going to. This is. I think it's yet to be worked out. But
it's the first stages, though, Davey, isn't it?
It's makes
you feel
exactly.
excited. Yeah. You've got your podcast going on too, haven't you? You're going to talk about this in your latest episode, I believe. This is Below the Bonnet, which you can.
Yeah, how do you know?
Everyone
you been
can
listening?
Listen to. Of course, I listen. You know.
Oh, thanks, Jane.
You know, I love listening to you and Michael Caruso.
And yeah, it's going good. We cover a lot of stuff on our podcast, but mostly I just want to talk about aliens and conspiracy theories.
Oh, well, that's you, isn't it?
Put the Wikipedia page away, please, James.
Yeah.
I'm not the Wikipedia page out. Don't be stupid.
Hey, mate, great to have you back. It'll be great to see you doing what you do best, which is drive very, very fast. We'll be in your corner as always. Still waiting to get that Kennedy Malloy badge on the car. Can you speak to him? We'll get our bosses to speak to your bosses.
Yeah.
It should be on there. I'll put it on.
Yeah. Good on you, mate.
All right, see you, boy.
Supercars back on track, Sydney, June 27. That's Dave Reynolds up next at the Song Whisperer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the next hour, we have Lee Sales, so we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, though, it's time for the, yep, you know it.
Jane.
Dave, are you not pressing the buttons? I am. What are you doing, pressing the buttons, trust me.
It's your first day on the job, is it?
It is not. Yeah. I'm having all technical problems here, and it's not my fault, and you keep pointing it out.
Mate, I keep waiting for something to come in, and it doesn't come.
Elephant in the room.
You know, we've got this multi-million-dollar broadcast system, and it can't
even
play.
Isn't it all new? Did we just get a new desk?
It is new. I press the button, and it just fades away. Anyway.
That's
I don't
sad.
Like to point Weird. It out. It's not operator
that happens,
error.
That happens when I get a voicemail and I start to play it back and it starts and then it stops.
Yeah, well, that's what this has been doing.
Mm.
We're on air, guys.
I want carts and records. Take me back to the old days.
Sorry?
Mick just said we're on air.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. That's right.
What are you doing? How's your plant going? What do you got?
Who are you talking to?
You now. Your jellyfish. Me? Your jellyfish lamp.
Two words.
Product recall.
Why?
That will be
it's just
called.
Just got water in it.
Did you buy one of our things? Well, they're toxic. Do you know who else is buying those?
I filled it with water.
Teenage boys who've got a bong on the coffee table and three pizza things, and they're staring at it going,
I can relate to them. That's how I relate to young people.
All right, Song Whisperer, what is the synopsis, please?
All right, this is a love song, but it is not romantic. Unless you're into the following, bondage, S&M, obsession, addiction, and toxic power dynamics.
Song
the singer is conflicted. He's into it, but he knows he should get out of it. He knows the relationship will kill him, but he doesn't care. He returns to his lethal dominatrix.
Hang on, let me just think.
Moby? Is it something from Moby?
Moby.
Is it Whip It?
Oh, Devo.
Whip It.
It is not Devo. But I see where you've gone.
Hey, Dave, that came in on time. Wait.
Yeah, that worked. Yeah.
Have a guess, Dave.
He's doing that live.
Is it, I'm thinking maybe Puddle of Mud with She Hates Me. Because, there's toxicity and...
I bite your face off.
Oh, good.
Oh, very, very close. But not I'll bite your face off and not Puddle of Mud.
All right, you get the idea. 133353. Give us a call.
Song Whisperer.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, baby, this is going to be a big second hour. Lee Sales coming up. She's had a couple of big interviews. We'll ask her about that. We'll get the latest on the COVID 19, and anything else she wants to talk about. Might ask her about Queensland, New South Wales border feud.
That's a good one to do. We've also got some sports stories. We've been promising to talk about this. The final episodes of The Last Dance coming up. We want to hear about that. We want to talk about sports star endorsements.
Yes, indeed.
Specifically. Punter. Very interesting. Ricky Ponting's got wine out, and I trust that man. He's got a good palate.
Right.
Yes. I've had a wine with Ponting. Yeah.
When? Not a beefsteak and bourbon, I hope.
Merlot?
No. Not a beefsteak and bourbon.
We'll get to the bottom of that when we get there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But before we get into the Song Whisperer, how are we going, Dave?
we are just hanging in there, mate.
So I can see him on Zoom in the studio. And you know that look when the mechanic's under your car?
Yeah.
And you can just see the legs poking out.
Ricky was in here. Literally.
And wrenches being handed.
We had 4 seconds left. I said, mate, we're on in 4 seconds. And he just literally put the bonnet down and said, mate, you're good to go. So we're good to go.
He never loses his cool. And that's what you want in your tech,
unbelievable
guys.
Job from Ricky. Very so we're good.
Very cool as a cucumber. We're Thank you, great. Ricky. Yeah,
you need well a fireball, Dave.
That's exactly what
that's
I
what
need.
I recommend for you. All right, Song Whisperer time. Song Whisperer. We don't have the jingle again. Can we have that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, of course we can do that.
Whisper.
Yeah.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
I feel
I
feel
have
battle.
To it's help, like, that's all.
So like kicking into a 5-goal breeze, Dave.
I thought
see
it was
me
great.
In my office.
Okay. Was that your fault or was it the machine's fault?
He takes it for a while and then he gets it'll dirty.
I will. Know it too well.
He's going to crack it.
He'll be one
We're on the verge of a storm out.
You are.
We are on the verge of histrionics. There'll be a door slamming and the gets. You'll just hear the gets roaring out of the underground car park.
Revving up to like one or two.
Song Whisperer, synopsis please.
This is a love song, but it is not romantic unless you're into the following: bondage, S&M, obsession, addiction, and toxic power dynamics. The singer is conflicted. He's into it, but he knows he should get out of it. He knows the relationship will kill him, but he doesn't care. He returns to his lethal dominatrix.
He needs to harden up a bit. Get in there. What's the worst that can happen?
The legal dominatrix. Is that your interpretation or is it a literal interpretation that he says?
No, I'm saying that she is a lethal dominatrix. She's got a hold on him.
Did you mean by lethal? Like she could kill him or?
She could kill him. He thinks she could.
Well, for
she
fun.
Wow, she sounds sure terrible.
Go the whole hog.
She sounds like a rabbit cooker.
She sounds like a... I've dated worse.
Yeah, I was about to say. Right, she reminds me of some of your girlfriends.
Oh, jeez. Now, Jason. Yes. Jason, where are you calling from, buddy?
Morayfield in Queensland.
Morayfield. Where do you stand on the Queensland-New South Wales border skirmish?
I say keep the border shut.
No.
Shut
really?
It.
Oh, because you're in Queensland. You can say that. You don't want
you got all the good stuff.
Anyone.
You got the Gold Coast.
You're getting the good stuff.
You got the big pineapple.
Yeah.
Mate, it's been a glorious day up here today. Beautiful day.
Oh, really?
I don't rub it in. Jeez.
Thanks.
But where's that? It's near Moreton Bay, isn't it? You got the boats?
That's right, yeah.
No, mate, don't
get out in the water very often, Mickey.
Oh.
Don't get out
you
in the water.
You go down the fish and chip shop and get the bugs there?
Mate, I'm not the big seafood. I'd rather a big, fat, juicy steak that you guys were talking about the other week. But
We're happy about that too, Jason. That's cool.
Yeah. I sound a bit opinionated when it comes to seafood. That's all.
No, he's talking about a hammer. All
right, mate,
tomahawk.
What do you got for us?
I think it's Laid by Jane.
I think you're so pretty.
Is that a yodel? It's almost a yodel.
I reckon it is.
That's I think
it's as close
it is
as you get to
it's
a yodel in modern
yodel.
Music. It's a yodel, are we calling it?
James likes that. It's a yodel.
Not much yodeling in songs these days, is there?
No,
well, not,
no
much,
not enough. Like,
I wouldn't have thought there was a lot of yodeling in a song about a lethal mistress.
Is it correct, Song Whisperer?
It is not correct.
Not correct.
Oh, damn. No. Jason, right. We've loved talking to you.
Yeah. Give him a slab of brick lane.
Right.
There you go.
On its way.
You'll have to open the border, of course, so we can get on there.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good
Thank
on you,
guys.
Mate. See
Thanks,
you,
mate.
Jason. Peter's calling.
Let's go to
He's from that side of the aisle too, from that side of the Gaza Strip, which I'm calling it, New South Wales, Queensland border. You happy to keep them shut, Peter?
Open them up, mate. Open them up.
Open them up. That's the way. Yeah.
Nice
thank you.
Oh,
let's
like
get back
thinking.
Into it.
Yep. Let's get back into it. All hands on deck.
Right.
All right, mate. What's the song?
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Oh, one of Mick's favourite bands.
So Such an iconic song.
It's a seductive song. Iconic. There's a mistress
the most
involved
overrated
here.
Band in the history of rock and roll.
I don't think that, by the way,
is the Eagles and Hotel California.
It's not me.
The only hotel I'd never care to wander into.
Okay.
It is
Peter.
Not the Eagles.
Oh,
it's
sorry,
nice.
Pete.
Jeez, Pete, that was over quick sticks.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Jeez.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ismet, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rockdale, New South Wales.
Do you want the border open or closed?
I'd say keep it closed, but then before we have to start eating straight bananas, eh? Like, they're good for something up there.
aren't they rounded in Coffs Harbour?
You guys should do it.
They bend them up north, James.
You guys should all get up there and check rocks like the Palestinian kiddies. That's what I would do.
Build a wall, they're saying. Come on. Hey, Ismet, what is your... Oh, okay. I can see what your song is, and I love this song.
Here we go.
So will Dave.
Well, do you want to say my guess then, Jay?
Yeah. Oh, no, you... Oh, Ismet.
Smack.
I just like to say it.
Okay, you want me to say it?
Yeah, go on.
She's Always a Woman to Me by Billy Joel.
Yeah, who steals a guy's like song? But
she's always a woman to me.
Okay, thanks, mate. We're closing up. Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Billy. Put the stool up. Put the stool on the piano, Billy. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done, mate. Take your tips. Pep off. Okay, Song Whisperer.
She can kill with a smile. Wound with her eyes.
Wow. Yes.
She only reveals what she wants you to see. She can lead you to love. She can take you or leave you.
That's true.
She'll take what you give her as long as it's free.
All right, mate.
Always.
It's not correct.
Ismet. He dragged you right along there. Yeah. Jane, why would you do that? That was Ismet's big moment. He's rung up to drop in a song and
that's
done
true.
Ismet, let me. He opened the door for me.
Who does
that? He's a gentleman.
Brandon.
I'll never forget him.
Brandon, where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. I'm calling from South Australia.
Well, so you're independent. Where do you stand on the Queensland, New South Wales Gaza Strip?
Mm. I would say keeping close because I'm more of a Maroons fan than a Blues. So keeping close.
All right.
Because there aren't many good football teams to follow in Adelaide, are there?
No, there's not. There isn't.
Hang on a minute.
That's going to get you hung and quartered, mate. Yeah. All right. What do you got, Brandon?
Alice Cooper's Poison.
Sorry, Jane. You should let Jane do it. She likes doing the songs.
Listen, I did it once. I do it once.
Why would
you complain?
Well, Ismet.
Hang on.
Thinking about that.
Ismet wanted me to.
He didn't. He was being polite.
He was asking for it. He wanted it back.
He's being sarcastic when he said, why don't you do it? Why don't you do the title as well, Jane?
Big moment. I'm on radio. I'm going to have a guess.
Pat is at home. He's probably in tears.
Listen, we're not talking about Ismet. It's Brandon's moment.
Oh.
It is Brandon's moment.
Your mouth, Brandon. Your mouth so hot.
Yeah.
Your web, I'm caught. Your skin so wet.
Do I have to dump this?
She's been hit on the head. Brandon, I can't.
I think she's had a bit too much to drink.
I think so too.
No, I haven't. I've been drinking water.
Water?
Not only is Jane
correct,
but you're correct as well, Brandon.
Hey!
Beautiful.
Hold on, big fella.
Yeah, we're going to play it right now. Friend of the show, by the way, Alice Cooper here earlier this year.
What's he
getting, Dave? Slab of Brick Lane on its way. Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you as well. A little extra for you. Yeah, here is Alice Cooper. Well done, man. And up next, Lee Sales.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Maybe you're working from home, listening through your smart speaker. Thanks for tuning in. Missed any of the show so far? You get the podcast after the show. It'll be up at kennedymalloy.com.au.
And if you've heard parts of it, I apologise, but it's been a battle for days.
Technical issues today. Not my fault.
But not
it's
your
not
fault.
Your fault.
But
it's
at least I love the fact that if there
it's
is
no
a technical problem, you don't sort of point it at Mick too. I like you to sort of glide over it and... that's right.
You're being sarcastic now.
Why don't we change tact?
Yeah.
Yes,
change lanes.
Try.
Stop talking about our own problems and wonder about the problems of the world and who can solve them, who's got an opinion.
Let's check
in with the great Lee Sales. How are you, Lee?
Oh, feeling under pressure after that introduction.
Well, it is.
It's not going to take much, I swear to God, to lift this room.
Just quickly, before we get into the guts of the news, you've had a couple of big interviews this week, and I know they meant a lot to you. Ricky Gervais was on your... bucket list of people you wanted to get to interview. How'd you find him?
How was he?
Oh, it was great. But, I mean, I'm sure you guys know what it's like when you're a big fan of somebody. The pressure of meeting them or interviewing them is just so extreme because you get
Nick
so worried.
Nick doesn't like many people, Lee, so he's not intimidated by anyone.
Lee, that wouldn't happen to you a lot, and because I know it too. It's like when you go, I remember being, I don't get starstruck very often because I see people. But when I saw, what's the name from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David
was next to me. I lost
him.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
I became like a 5-year-old boy, and I didn't know what to say, and I knew if I say the wrong thing, he'll roll his eyes at me.
Yeah.
And it just became overwhelming. So I know what it means when you finally, you can interview prime ministers, dictators, and the rest, but Ricky Gervais might be a different kettle of fish.
Oh, totally. Or somebody, like I remember interviewing Paul McCartney years ago, that really means something to me because it's an emotional connection because that person's been the soundtrack for your whole life and your parents' life. And so, I noticed, speaking of people that mean something to you, Janie, I was looking at your Instagram with your fake jellyfish and I glanced at it and I thought, oh, isn't that beautiful? She's got a framed photo of herself with a husband. And then I looked closely, it's you and Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Not your husband at all.
By the way, do you think it's a bit of a shot that there's no photo of me? In that background?
I've got one of you on my bedside table.
Oh, Lee, do not tell him that.
Yes,
Lee is joking, by the way.
And a copy of 50 Shades of Grey just beside it. Now, what was your other big interview?
You've been in that room, Mick. It's lucky.
You have had another huge interview.
Yes.
This morning.
So I can't believe I've interviewed both these people within the 1 week. So Ricky Gervais last week, and then this morning, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's the composer of the musical Hamilton.
Mick, what did you say when we said... Mick wants to know if she's good.
It's a he. It's a he.
You idiot.
Explain who he is to our audience who may not be aware.
So Hamilton is like the most successful musical in the world. It's like getting tickets on Broadway or in London is just like impossible.
You've seen it, have you, Leigh?
I've seen it in
London.
Yeah,
I've seen it too.
It's amazing.
Personally, I'm a nonsense man. I've been a nonsense... Menopause the Musical I enjoyed.
School of Rock, you strike me as that.
The true story, Lee, I got kicked out of the opening of Mary Poppins for upskirting her. Anyway, I don't want to go into that. Charges are still...
Lee, I'm so sorry.
Wow. So it's Hamilton and it's rap. Is it rap? Is that right?
It's
or am
rap,
I...
yeah. So it's rap. I mean, on paper it sounds really bad and I was a bit sort of reluctant to see it. It's the story about Alexander Hamilton, who's one of the founding fathers of the US,
one of the most boring people in the world, isn't
like
it?
Like America's first bureaucrat, like right. You should think. Yes.
You're really selling it, girls.
But it's phenomenal. And I mean, I reckon I've had an earworm since January of some of the songs on that soundtrack. It's unbelievable. Anyway, he was like the most delightful person and just super fun. And I just loved
him.
So
you interviewed him, Lee, because they're going to release the musical. So everybody can see it.
They're going to put it on television because they filmed a version so everyone can see it. It's going to be on Disney Plus in July. But also they're doing a production of Hamilton in Australia next year with an Australian cast. Oh. And they're still determined that they're going ahead with it despite all the corona palaver.
Yeah.
So
we
talked
amazing.
A bit about that. So they've had to do the casting and the workshops and the choreography. They're doing it via video link.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you would, you should audition for it, Lee. You're very
King
musical.
And I. The King and I was good. Did you see that? That was one of my favourites.
I didn't see
Miss Saigon.
What did you last go to the theatre in the 1980s or 90s? Mick? Sounds like it.
We won't go into it now, but Mick has a musical theatre past.
Oh.
I don't like going into it. But yes, I've
Frank
had Frank a lead in a
Bertolt Brecht. Rocky Horror.
No, I don't want to go into it.
The lead in a Bertolt Brecht play.
For giving that a wide berth from now on.
I just heard your audience all switching off when you shift into Brecht mode.
Now, before we let you go, Lee, we had so many questions to ask you about Trump and his latest antics. We can't deal with it now. Just quickly, Queensland, New South Wales, border skirmish. I'm calling it the Gaza Strip. Build the wall. There'll be New South Wales people throwing rocks like Palestinian kiddies. Where does it all end?
You're a Queenslander.
Can you mediate this?
Yes.
Do you know what? I actually, when I heard yesterday that they were shutting the border till September, I burst into tears. Because I know I can't go home and see my little nephews and that sort of stuff.
Oh, no, that's tough.
And it's funny because, I wouldn't necessarily go up between, May and September anyway. I wouldn't necessarily go in a four-month window, but it's not having the option that I think is the thing that's really...
I think Anna might lighten up a bit. I just think she needs to just.
And what about schoolies week? What about all the kids trying to get in?
And the tourism industry, by the way.
I think that you're thinking, Mick, what about the middle-aged men who need to get to the Gold Coast in schoolies week, aren't you? That's where you're coming from.
Or as I call it, toolies week.
No, it's pretty hardcore of her to say, well, we might look at it at the end of each month. Wow.
Tweed heads and cool and gather. It's like East and West Berlin up there right now.
It's tough.
What they're doing. All right, Lee, who's on the show tonight? Who's on 7:30?
We are talking to a woman, Bernadette, whose mum, she lost her mum. She was one of the residents at Newmarch House, which is that aged care facility with all the deaths. So having a look at that, having a bit of a look at people who've had corona and the way the symptoms linger on a bit.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just extreme fatigue, like months and months later. So having a bit of a look at that. And, other than that, resting on my laurels.
What are you hearing about this new strain that's infecting children? They say it's related to or somehow...
It's only a tiny, tiny number of cases, so it's not worth, the average person being worried.
What about Donald Trump's answer to everything? That's taking anti-malaria.
I can't even watch it.
Have you heard Nancy Pelosi bait him?
Yes, I did about the morbid obesity.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, stand by.
Hit a guy where it hurts. He will go ballistic. You wait. He will.
Absolutely.
Lee will be watching you tonight, of course.
Good on you, Lee.
Thanks, gang.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You certainly are. And this came across our desk and raised eyebrows straight away. Love Ricky Ponting when you're captain of Australia, the most powerful man in the country. More powerful than the Prime Minister. There is no one better in my lifetime than him as a batsman. And
a very successful captain.
Just incredible. Yeah. Incredible. And now part of the Channel 7 team over there doing a great job.
Yeah.
However, I'm not sure what his association with fine wine has been over the years.
Well, I suppose he's been wined and dined. He's gone to a lot of really nice restaurants. Yeah. And he knows his red wine, I'm sure.
So have I, but it doesn't make me a world-class winemaker.
He's teamed up with someone else, yeah.
So I put it this way. I don't think you can be a greyhound trainer and make quality red wine.
Right.
There, I've said it. To me, it has to be either or.
You don't think the two can combine?
You either love the dish liquors or you like high-end wine tastings. But
we all love
they
a dish liquor.
Never the twain
Well, he's branching out, Mickey. He's doing his best to branch out. And,
do you know what? Can I just say with Ponting? Mm-hmm. It's called Ponting. Is that right?
That's the wine. Yeah, the wine is called Ponting.
Oh. Yeah, I'm hanging out for Booney. There'll be a tawny port.
It will be too.
Perfect. Yeah. Tawny port.
I drink
what
that.
Else?
Or grout. I might go the grout. The old Wally grout, because that'd have a bit of age on it by now. Yeah.
Would that be a cab sav?
It would be. I'll tell you who's stuffed.
What's that?
Doug Bollinger. You can't put
been
Bollinger.
Been there, done that? Funny.
Or the Lenny Pasco. Wait for the Lenny Pasco.
Oh, what will that be? Is it a Pinot? Is it a...
Oh, mate, that'll be cask wine. That'll be a cask wine. I know. He'll come
a Moselle.
So he's up the top end. I mean, Ricky, I'll give him this. He comes from Tasmania where they do make some particularly good
And it's the Tamar Valley that he sourced the wines from. They make beautiful Chardonnay and Pinot Noir.
That should be wood chipped, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, they have beautiful very rich Tamar and fertile Valley. Soil in the Tamar Valley. And so it should be. It's $149 bucks for a case of six bottles, though. That's not cheap, Plonk.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not cheap.
I mean, this is a guy who gets on it and gets kicked out of the beefsteak and bourbon.
Long time
I'm sure it's a brilliant wine. I can't wait to have
well
one.
Done, Ricky.
We'll knock the
we
top
that.
Off and we'll have a go.
But there's other. What other endorsements have
endorsements
celebrities
from,
done?
Well, we'll stay with cricketers. What about Brett Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's diverse, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got an acting career.
Things. He's been doing a yoga ad in his underpants recently.
That's right.
Oh, he has too.
But
he's
I liked
it
when he branched
musician.
Out. Well, he took on Bollywood.
Mm.
Oh, he did. He was terrific.
That. Have we got some there? I know I'm different. I'm not from here. I'm just another guy. With blonde hair, though, it's hard to hide. I think I caught your eye. A very talented Australian cricket team. They are a very talented Australian cricket team. There.
We've got another suggestion from a caller. Do you really want to go to caller?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go to John. John, what was your suggestion of a cricketer who's endorsed a product?
Actually, I've got two. Mine's Shane Warne with Nicorette.
Oh, yeah.
Of Nicorette. Course, yes. Yep, that was very handy.
And then he got busted smoking behind the shelter shed.
He did too, yeah.
What an idiot. He's and the other one is Stuart McGill with the wine show on Foxtel.
So now Stuart McGill had a wine show.
Yes,
so
he did have a wine show.
We should get Stuart McGill to review Ponting.
That's why I played up Sydney.
They're very talented, the Australian cricket team, aren't they?
But I'll tell you, they're
fingers
international.
Fingers in a lot of pies. Mm.
But this is the thing, they travel. That's why I love talking to Warnie, because he's travelled the world and he's
he's
never brags.
He's got a gin
brags.
Out at the moment. He's got a very good gin out.
He's got a gin out, but he doesn't brag. And he goes, oh, I was in London, I was with, you know, Chris Martin here. And they're worldly guys, so they're a bit sophisticated.
What about hair?
Well, eight cricketers have done hair ads, haven't
they? What about tennis players? Any tennis players have done some...
Your boyfriend. Roger Federer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a pianist.
Uniqlo. Yeah, on the
piano.
This
makes no sense, by the way.
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. My time off the court is just as important as my time on.
That is the most embarrassing ad I've ever heard.
What about George Foreman? Remember George Foreman?
Yeah. He had a
George Foreman grill, and it made him a billionaire, didn't it? I think it was the highest
selling.
Totally.
Yeah, I've got the commercial.
They're still selling them.
I've got the commercial.
There it is.
Had a busy day? My lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine is great to come home to. It lets you prepare hot, delicious meals in just minutes.
Extra large George Foreman grill with temperature control.
Well, thank God it's got a temperature control. Yeah, hey, we've got another caller on the line. Should we go to John? G'day, John.
Hey, Johnny. How are you, love?
Yeah, good. Another cricketer sprung to mind. Of course, this is major.
Yeah, Max Walker and Erigard.
Have a good weekend, Mr. Walker.
The cricket ball off the inside of his elbow.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a great guy. Yeah. Oh, Miss Max Walker.
He would have produced a good red too. David's on the line. Yeah. David, who's the sportsman?
Greg Matthews.
Well, he was started.
He's the original.
He was the first advanced hair.
Absolutely. Good
that would have been back in between 92 and 96.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Oh, my God, you're so precise.
Well, I was on radio at the time, and we used to make a fair bit out of it.
Did you?
We've got a great one too.
The Australian cricket team are so... That's true. Phil, what else have they done?
I reckon our family says this line once a day. Go ahead.
Oh, bloody Mark Taylor and that Fujitsu.
Fujitsu air conditioner. That is just brilliant.
Yeah. He's been shacked up with him for a long time now.
Yeah, like,
We could keep doing Australian cricketers. 1-3-5-3, give us a call.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Ricky Ponting's got his new signature red wine out. We've been trying to go through everything that the Australian cricket team has sponsored over the years. Adam's on the line. Adam, what do you remember?
Mate, surely Mike Whitney, the Gladiator.
Yes, he was a terrific host of that show.
He hosted Who Dares Wins?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What was he shilling?
Yeah, he ran Gattagard. He should have used his hair.
Gattagard.
Oh, you've got that handy.
Kind of got a sideshow Bob feel about it. Okay, thanks for your time.
That's a good one. Thank you, Adam. Let's go to Andrew quickly.
What are these legendary cricketers? So it's Max Walker and Doug Waters from about the mid-'80s. It was an ad for Chewy's 2.2.
Oh, yeah.
It was set in a bowling club. There's a barman behind the bar polishing the glasses. And then this lawn bowl goes through past his head, smashes into the back of the bar. There's glass and crap going everywhere. Cuts out to the bowling green, and here's Doug Waters standing next to Max Walker going, Max Walker's got the lawn bowl polishing it up. And he goes, hey, Tangles, bowl this one underarm. That'll stuff him.
Controversial. Right.
Good stuff. It would have been a good shoot for Dougie Walters, but hard time getting him out of there.
We got Stuart. Time for one more. Stuart. Hey, Stuart.
Yep.
Hello, Who Nick. Hello, Jane. Hey, Who this is going to be hard to top big Dougie Walters, but I met Murph Hughes a few years back, and he told me about, we've all forgotten about, the All-Brand Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Big Murph.
Was that his ad?
Yes, it was the All-Brand Challenge. Don't worry.
We've got to go. We're wasting so much time on technical issues today.
Robert Thomas, Merrick Watts are going to join us tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.